Okay, this is about the head. First the blade, then the head, and then grain in the head, and then the harvest. Now, we're going to take it to the next step. We talked about the blade, and now we're going to talk about the head. You know people who believe in God, but that's as far as it goes. That's the blade. At least something's been done. The first step has been made, and that's wonderful. So now we're going to take it to the second level, the next level up, second base. First base is the blade, second base is the head. So it's a process. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Everything gets done a little at a time with God and with man. It just takes a long time to bring a piece of dirt to worship God. So, first with the blade, and they believe in God. And we know people that believe in God, but that's it. They don't want nothing else. They don't, and so, then comes the law. And this is the law, by the laws of knowledge of sin. And until somebody knows they're a sinner and they're under the righteous judgments of God, they don't need a Savior. So Jesus isn't going to do these people any good at all. They believe in God, but it's still not time to try and bring them to Jesus. It's not time. If you try and push Jesus on them, they'll run away. They don't want to talk about it. And if you act like you're a Jesus freak, they don't want to listen to you about religion or nothing, not about God or anything. You already blew it. And if it wasn't you that blew it, maybe somebody else, warped them out or overdone or they choked. They choked. See, when you try and give a baby a piece of steak, they choke. And they, if you can shove it down their throat, all right, so that they get it swallowed up, they can't digest it because they don't have the kind of enzymes it takes in their stomach to digest it, so it'll come back up. And then the next time they taste a steak, they won't want it anymore. And so a lot of these people who believe in God, they don't want Jesus because they've already had Jesus shoved down their throat. And they can't handle it. And they don't like the taste of it. They don't like the taste of religion. They don't like the sound of it. Nothing. They don't want the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. Because they've already had religion shoved down their throat. So this is a challenge. To get people who believe in God from first base to the second base. Now the second base is believing you're a sinner. That's right. First you believe in God, that's first base. Second base is believing you're a sinner. And that sinners are under the judgments of God. Now we use the law to bring in the knowledge of sin. Because that's the directions that the Bible gives us. That's how this works. When people believe in God and they find out that he's holy and perfect and pure. And that he requires them to be holy and perfect. And pure. And we all know that's quite a challenge, and it can only be accomplished after you receive Jesus Christ. But the first step that people go through is the knowledge of God, and then they come into the state of reformation. They try and do good. They try and earn their way to heaven. And there's scriptures that say it's not by works of righteousness but which we have done, but by his great mercy, he has saved us. And you're saved by grace through faith. And that's a gift. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But most of the people that have only got to the first base, to the blade, believe in God, and they're trying to be a good guy and justify themselves. But Jesus Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness for them that believe. Now, the people that have a knowledge of God or they believe in God, they are performing or trying to perform the law unto righteousness. In other words, they're trying to be good enough to get into heaven. Or they think they're not as bad as the other guy, so then they're probably good enough to get into heaven. It doesn't work like that. So this is the stage we have to use the law. In other words, we have to help them understand that they are sinners. Okay? That's second base. That's the head. They have to know they're a sinner. And then after they know they're a sinner, they're sort of like just getting to second base. All right? But they're not coming around second base because the shortstop, man, he's there and he's going to tag them out if they try and take another step off second base. They can't get past second base. Because they know they're a sinner, but they can't do anything about it. They can't fix it. They can't change it. And so a lot of people get stumbled up thinking that, well, everybody's a sinner, so that makes it okay. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Being a sinner is not okay. So somehow we have to explain that's a lie from the pit of hell to the people that think that it's okay to be a sinner because everybody else is a sinner, or they're not as bad of a sinner as the other guy, so that makes it okay. So we have to help them understand that sin is an affront to God, that God hates sin, and no sinner will ever go to heaven. Now that's a hard message to bring to people that you know, and sometimes that is going to take a long time to bring that message, to help them get solidly onto second base when they know they're a sinner. And then they're in Romans 7, and the old man, the man that wants to do good, but he can't, and the man that wants to stop sinning, he can't stop sinning. And this, people need to be in Romans 7 for as long as it takes them to be convinced that they're stuck, that they can't fix this problem called sin. And that's the second base. They're not going to get off of second base, and they're not going to get past the shortstop. They're not going to get from having the head to having grain in the head until they understand they have sin, they are a sinner, and there's nothing they can do about it. That could take a long time for somebody to accept and know that they have a serious problem and they need help. Okay, that's, now we're talking the short base. The guy in between second base and third base, that's the guy that helps them understand that they need help. So to help somebody get from second base to third base, when they're believing that Jesus is the man, he is the one that can save them, they need help. Well, you're going to have to get them to church if you don't know how to help them pass this. And it's an awful lot for me to try and teach in one little message. A pastor's job is to, that's his job, to understand all these kinds of things and to preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's a good idea for you to get these kind of people who know they're a sinner and that there's nothing that they can do about it, to get them to a church. So that's the head, is to know that they're a sinner. And when they own that and they know that, they can't get to third base because the shortstop man is there telling him, you can't do nothing about your sin. You are a sinner, and sinners don't go to heaven, period. And they have to sit there and brew and stew in that as long as it takes for them to be miserable enough to say, what must I do to be saved? Okay, so that's the head. Now we'll talk about grain in the head some more in the next message. And Lord bless you in this work. I know He will, because He wants this all accomplished. And He does this work in everybody's life. So, God bless you.